that's right, friend. Did you know when you woke up this morning, his mercies were already brand new for you, right there, right by your nightstand with your name on them. They are new every morning. Hey, welcome to Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll with you here on this tail end of April 2017. It's Joey Kroll with you. If you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, love to introduce you to the program. It's focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I'll tell you what, looking at our playlist today, I think God will be honored, and I think you'll be blessed in the process. So sit back, relax, let's focus on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Here's music from Robin Mark here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, when I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering. Though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away, you give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name.
That's right, a little Robin Mark to start things off here in today's edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll fellowshipping with you today on this final day of April. Tomorrow begins the month of May. How about that? And I'll tell you what, as believers, you and I are reminded of the importance of our fellowship with the Lord. Getting alone and spending some time with him and being grounded in his word and studying his word and the importance of that. I came across a quote the other day, unknown author, but it's a fantastic quote. It says, a part-time Christian cannot defeat a full-time devil.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember, when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus and live. Oh, and when the love spills over and music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus and live. And with your final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye. Then go in peace and laugh on glory's side. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live. Fly to Jesus. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. That's right. Jesus is worthy of our praise today. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. And members, back in the summer of 2010, the attention of the world was focused on a mine shaft near Chile where 33 miners huddled in the dark, trapped 2,300 feet underground. They had no idea if help would ever arrive. And after 17 days of waiting, they heard drilling. And rescuers produced a small hole in a mine shaft ceiling, and that hole was followed by three more, establishing a delivery path for food, water, and medicine. And the miners depended on those three little holes where rescuers had the provisions they needed to survive. And on day 69, rescuers pulled the last miner to safety. It's an amazing story, and none of us can really survive in this world, friend, apart from provisions that are outside of ourselves. See, God, the creator of the universe, is the one who provides us with everything we need. Like the drill holes for those miners, prayer, friend, connects us to the God of all supply. That's why Jesus encouraged us to pray, give us our daily bread. So I encourage you, friend, get connected with Him. Prayer is the voice of faith, trusting that God knows and cares.
When you've prayed every prayer that you know how to pray, just remember the Lord will hear, and the answer is on its way. Our God is able, He is mighty, He is faithful, and He never sleeps, He never slumbers, He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger, so rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him. The Lord has forgotten your need. Just remember that God is always working in ways you cannot see.
That's right.
Our God is able, He is mighty, He is faithful, and He never sleeps, He never slumbers, never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger, so rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
He never sleeps,
He never sleeps,
oh no,
He never slumbers, He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, stronger, so rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
The Bible tells us to cast all of our cares on Him.
because He cares for us. My friend, this is more than a promise. It's a command. So be at rest, because today God is working in ways that you cannot see. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. Sing it.
He never sleeps.
All of your cares on Him.
Our friend Lori was shopping with her grandson in a Christian bookstore on Good Friday. They saw a painting of Jesus nailed to the cross, and her grandson said, "Grandma, look, can we buy it? It's the last one. If we don't buy it, someone else will get it." When I heard that story, I thought, that boy has the right idea. Make Jesus yours while you can. See, the Bible says, call upon the Lord while He is near. And it says the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. Now, you may know a lot about Jesus. You have a religion that's all about Jesus. But maybe you've never made Jesus your Savior from your sin. You've never been to that cross where He died to pay for your sin and said, "Jesus, this is for me. You died there for me. And right now I'm pinning all my hopes on what You did on that cross for me." Like the Bible says, the right time is now. What better time than this very time when He died for you and rose again to give you life? Contact us at 888-NEED-HIM or chataboutjesus.com. It's your time now.
Sin and its ways grow. I'm left with no strength to arise. How You need to be lifted high. Sin and its ways lead to pain. Left here with hurt and with shame. So no longer will I leave Your side. Jesus, You be lifted high. You be lifted high. You be lifted high. You be lifted high in my life, oh God. And I fall to my knees, so it's You that they see, not I. Jesus, You be lifted high. And even now that I'm inside Your hands, help me not to grow prideful again. Don't let me forsake sacrifice. Jesus, You be lifted high. And if I'm blessed with the riches of kings, how could I ever think that it was me? For You brought me from darkness to light. Jesus, you be lifted high.
Thanks for having your radio tuned to Sunday Worship here on this final day of April 2017. Joey Kroll with you. Connect with us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio. You know, the Word of God is so encouraging. It really is. And sometimes, you know, you ever find yourself just feeling overwhelmed. Maybe just with life, maybe with your task list and things that need to be done, or when there's just chaos coming at you from every single direction. Let me just encourage you from His Word today. From Psalm 46, verse 10, it says, "Be still and know that I am God. Be still. Cease striving and know that He is God."
Be still, my soul. The Lord is on your side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain.
Talk about a beautiful song right there. Hey, friend, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. Joey Kroll hanging out with you. Just want to quickly remind you, since May begins tomorrow, coming up in June, which I know seems far away, but time really does fly. Ivan Parker coming back to the area once again on Saturday, June 10th. He'll be at the Lincoln Square in Urbana. Just a wonderful evening of music and fellowship. His son Josh Parker will be here once again, and the Singing Men will be opening up the evening as well. You can get details and information on how you can get a seat. Lots of great opportunities all at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Don't forget, Mark Burns will help you wake up tomorrow morning for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Yeah, a little bit of Mark Burns, some Jesus, and some coffee as well. That will help you get your day going right for sure. That's coming up tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt, that you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.